Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into Grudgeink.com.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act. But I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own. A black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps. Taking my telephone for tap. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind's playing tricks on you.
Well, what's going on, DMV? You know, this is another week, JB's Lock It In Radio Show. Ah, this week, man, it's just, it's the week. It is the week. And with the weather, I just, you know, have had the, you know, I just watched the weather report, and no chance of rain, and I think a high of 70. Man, it's gonna look crazy in Maryland this weekend. I mean, it's the weekend of the Top of the Hill Showdown. These are some of your, you know, showcase races. You got Mr. Jimmy Brown driving the car of the Browns Racing Camaro versus the Maverick of, you know, you got Jimmy Brown's Maverick up against the Browns Racing Camaro. You got Fuji up against Mr. Wicked Bird. You got, also, you have Sean Murphy taking on, yes, Ugly, yes. Sean Murphy is going up against Ugly this week. You also got Hell Yeah versus Running Bell. And, I mean, it's just a lot of action going on. And also, you got J.C. Richardson coming down to the hill this weekend, JC versus Fuji. So, I mean, it's going to be a packed house this weekend. So, I mean, you know, I don't know where y'all are going to be this weekend, but you might definitely want to get to Capital Raceway, because this weekend you got a packed house going down with Mr. Monster Motorsports and Jimmy Bradshaw. And, yes, JB will be in the building helping out Mr. Monster Motorsports and Jimmy Bradshaw. So it's going to be one hell of a race. I can't wait to see it. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, you got pro mods, you got a gambler's race, you got match races. So if you are in the vicinity or you want to see some action this week, come on down to Capital Raceway where you will see races such as, you know, Sean Murphy versus Ricky Fox, Fuji versus Wicked Bird. You're going to see Hell Yeah versus Running Bell. You got a couple of, you know, couple of races going on. And, hey, you got some that are coming down looking for action. I just seen a message today that the Troublemaker is coming down looking for a little action also. So, I mean, it's just going to be action all day this week on Saturday at, you know, Capital Raceway on the hill. So let me open this first microphone. I got 202-486-8372. Your mic is open.
Who's up, yeah?
What's going on? Who am I on with?
This food you time, Ma.
What's going on, Ma? What's going on? What's going on?
I ain't the same old.
So this is the week, man. This is the week. Who's your dad going in the battle with this weekend? Go on and let everybody know.
I have Wicked Bird. trying to pluck some feathers this weekend. Then we got J.C. Richardson. So that's a little match race. But Wicked Bird, man. Gonna hurt him tonight.
So Saturday, you saying that you definitely are gonna try to pluck the feathers of the Wicked Bird. Now you know that. Now, are you giving now? You know, just to get the steps right, this is a race where y'all are giving Wicked Bird everything in drag racing to the quarter.
Everything.
Everything in drag racing. Lord have mercy.
Yes, that's it.
Lord have mercy. Mm.
Yeah, we're talking about trying to make a statement.
Yeah, I would definitely say y'all trying to make a statement if y'all going to give somebody everything in drag racing. I'm just, you know, I want to see that myself. That's, you know, I told Monster today, you know, I can't wait till Saturday, man. I mean, it's action going down this Saturday that the DMV been waiting to see. Not only, you know, the match races, you got pro mods, you got all kind. I mean, I just saw earlier, I think, the Troublemakers coming down looking for a little action also. I mean, it's going to be a packed house this weekend.
Yeah, see, the Troublemaker, we might do something with him. You know what I'm saying? We got to try to fit it in because, you know, run the Wicked Bird at nighttime around 7, 8, and then JC. So, okay, we try to fit that in there because Wicked Bird is off the trailer, so.
So, yeah, y'all gotta fit that action in there. I understand, man. You got to work that out. But, you know,
yeah,
man, you got to worry about the ones you already got locked in, and I understand where y'all coming from, man.
Yeah. I mean, if not, I mean, eventually we'll get to them, but you know what I'm saying. This first
yeah,
time
let me,
back out, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, let me, there's somebody that wants to get in. Let's, now that you're on, let's get this person on, and this is going to be all right. Let's see. Can I? All right, let's get this person in the queue. Let's see if we can get
the number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Let me try that one more time. All right, let's see. Let's try that one more time. All right, here we go. Let's try this.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Now, hello, how you doing? You are on the radio with JB, with Grudge Inc. JB's Lock It In. Now, I just want you to say something. State your name and state the car that you drive.
J.C. Richardson, 69 Camaro.
Okay, okay, yeah. We got one of your, one of the people you're going into battle with. We got his son on here tonight, and I just wanted to call in one of the heavy hitters from the area, you know, to get you in here tonight, and you know, I just want to, so J.C. Richardson is going up against Fuji. Is it head up?
Head up.
Lord, have mercy. Mm. Goodness. Now, J.C., now, I know what I'm going to get from Marty Ma, the son of Fuji, but give me, what do you think the outcome of this race is going to be?
What you going to get from him? Tell me what he got to say, and I'm going to tell you what I got to say.
All right, so Marty Ma, you on with the man, you on with J.C. Richardson. What's going to be the outcome?
I think we got about half a car.
Okay.
I ain't gonna push it. You know what I'm saying? It's all for the show. So.
Say what?
I said it's all for the show. So I mean, I ain't gonna push it. I think we might got up by half a car. Ain't trying to start nothing, but you know.
You ain't trying to start nothing. I mean, I don't find what you're saying.
I said, I mean, I think we might get it by half a car.
How you determine what's the half a car? Either you gonna go for the win or you gonna go for. I mean, how you determine a half a car?
I mean, I just say the half a car. Look, some of them like, I ain't gonna say we gonna gap you, nothing like that.
Oh.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Part of time, I can't go in and say, yeah, we're gonna lose. You know what I'm saying?
Oh well, you don't supposed to think you're gonna lose no race. I don't even think I'm gonna. Yeah. If he make a hiccup, he gonna be in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, anything can happen. So yeah, you know. I mean, you got.
I've been doing this too long. A hiccup will put you behind in a minute.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so, it's gonna be a good one.
It's gonna be a good one. Now, I mean, you got. You know, like I told JC earlier, you know, we and him, you know, we've crossed paths, but we never really talked. But like I told him, you know, JC Richardson is was a bad man for a long time. So, you know, hey, this, you know, both cars are well known, and this, you know, this is one of the headliner races this Saturday. I had to, you know, and I called Monster, and I said, I got to get JC on the line tonight because, you know, I know the fans, you know, JC got fans and Fuji got fans, and I know this is going to be one of the races to watch for.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a good one.
Well, Fuji fans going to be my fans after this.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you... Yeah, Marty Ma, one thing you got to understand, you on the mic with JC, from what I heard, he ain't going to sugarcoat nothing.
Yeah,
that's the only way to do it.
Hey, I do it for fun, and when it gets to the point where it ain't fun no more, I just step back.
Yeah, all they can do. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a good one. You know what I'm saying? I just can't wait. You know what I'm saying? Feeling this show for the fans. That's what they're going to come to see.
Now, don't show me that hiccup, man. That hiccup, I'm going to be, boy, it ain't going to be pretty here.
Oh, no, don't have that. No hiccups at all.
Don't make it too soft now. You can't make it too soft and you can't make it too hard. I know that for a fact. I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
Now, JC, there was another race that they were trying to get. I don't know if you've heard about it yet, but the troublemaker from Carolina was seeing what would you do with him. And see, I know you don't have Facebook and you don't have all, you know, you can't see it, but they are coming down, I think, looking for action. And I know you know the troublemaker car, and you know. They were proposing another race with you and Luke Collins, but I think they wanted to see you and the troublemaker. Now, I don't know what you would say to that, but, I mean, you know, that would be totally up to you.
That's totally different class.
I can understand that, and that's just how I thought it was going to go down. And, you know, because this person that's getting on the line right now, he thinks very well of Mr. JC Richardson, Mr. 202-421-0077. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, man?
Martha, what's happening?
What's going on? Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, you working or what? You on break?
Yeah, you know what we doing. We getting ready, just in case you get out of hand over here on Saturday. You hear me?
I'm coming. I'm going to be out of hand. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Hey, JC, you got to tell everybody what Fuji told you earlier when we were having a conference call. What was his word to you? You got what coming?
But it's going to be a different story now if he make a hiccup.
Oh, is that Hey, JC, I want to take the time for the fans over here in Maryland to thank you for stepping in to help out Rick and them, man. It just goes to show how the guys come together in this area to do things to make sure that we give the people a fair show, you know? So
yeah,
I truly
appreciate
it. It meant a lot to me when you called me when you found out what was going on. And, you know, big props to Mr. Hillary, Dana and John Hillary, and Tricky Rick, the driver of the car. I'm going to tell you, those guys are truly, truly professional. Same thing with Cubby. You know, Cubby called and said, hey, get a plan in case things don't work. And Ricky Fox stepped in big time. And he said he definitely won't be a part. So, you know, big props to the guys for looking out for the fans and giving me the heads up to move things early so we can get things changed around. And, I mean, people just dialing the number to help, man. It's overwhelming this week, you know.
Yeah.
Especially you. I get to cut you. I'm really going to enjoy this one.
Yeah, because people keep putting these shows on for people to come see, man. They'd be totally disappointed when they come to see stuff and it don't happen. And they need to know in advance if something's not going to jump off so they can, you know, they know what they expect when they get there.
Yeah, and they did that. Both of them, you know, and they both said to me they wanted to make sure. Rumor got it that Covey might be ready. So, you know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, we still are running with Ricky. We still might maneuver something else. But, see, that's what we need to do in the DMV. And we also got a big announcement. We're working on something for JC, one of his future shows. So I'm really happy that we get to go back to Virginia. And the staff at VMP, just so everybody on the Grudge Lines knows, Brian and Alan both pulled me to the side when I went down there 3 weeks ago to Stuart Williams Memorial Race, and they both pulled me to the side and said they're willing to do anything they can to help me get the people to come back and work with them at Virginia with JC. And I told them, not a problem. We'll be there, you know? So
yeah, you got to come back to Virginia because y'all track record is sort of like zero.
You think so? I don't think you count real good, color boy.
The last time y'all won a race in Virginia?
Let me remind you about the last time we was there. We cracked. You did get us last time. Hey, can you mute his phone for a few minutes, JB? I don't feel like listening to this kind of shit tonight. You hear me? Trouble too, JB, for cussing last week. I had a couple people text me. I apologize to everybody, but them daggone fools got on my nerves last week. So, but that's
well,
all right.
With the track record.
Yeah, you got us covered right now, but he ain't going to have us covered for long. So.
Okay, all right. I was just making sure.
Hey, what's that song? Payback to what? What's that song?
It's a beard.
But, JC, really, once again, man, for the people in D.C., I can speak for them. You know, it's huge for you to step in there and do that for us, man. I mean, that meant a lot to me when that phone rang and you and Pete, especially that no good Pete, that daggone horse man. I'm going to call him a horse man. I ain't call him a horse man. He was adamant on that happening, and JC was adamant. They stayed on me, you know, and I wanted to give Mr. Hillary and them time to get the see if they got the car because they didn't want to disappoint the fans, neither did Covey. And those guys, man, I'm telling you, they first class, you know, and it meant a lot to me for them to call me ahead of time and just say, hey, just in case, you know. So big props to them, you know. So big, big props. So now it's time for the real deal. So. JC, you going down Saturday. You hear me? Mark Hayes said it best. It's over.
It's over. It ain't over till the Fed lady sing. I'm going to tell you like it was at Dallas. When I was down there, I was the underdog and came out to be the dog.
You ain't no lie about that. Now, every time I've seen you, that's been the status quo for you. You know, you go up there, and that comes with experience. You know, you've done this a long time. And I was teasing him today. I remember when, I think it was your uncle or your cousin, when I first saw y'all racing at Richmond. Man, that was in the early 90s. I was like, man, I remember, I was like, man. They said, that car was getting it then. I said, man, he riding. So, you know, it just goes to show how far we come in something that we all enjoy doing and love to do, and that's racing. And whether it's grudge racing, bracket racing, or match racing, it's for the people, you know. And all the people that are on here that have called me this week to tell me that they support what I do, and I tell them the same thing. I'm supporting everybody. I don't have any one person or one thing I'm doing. If you call me and ask me to help, you know, I'm there for you. And I'm never going to change that because that's just me. I love racing, you know. And going to Capitol to do this ProMy race and then to have all of the no-time guys from all up and down the East Coast call me to say, hey, man, we coming to support it, even though it's ProMy race. And I told them all, I said, I'm going to do everything I can to get everybody time on the racetrack. But I need everybody's help. I need people to make sure that those cars aren't leaking and that we got everything tight so we ain't blowing up stuff and holding up the racetrack time. You know, that's the most important thing. And I put together something we're going to try up at JB and JC, and I think it's going to work. I'm taking lanes 1 and 2, and I'm going to give all the no-time guys a card that will tell them what lanes to go to, and I'm hoping they walk up and look. We're going to go out there and mark the lanes. But I'm going to put 1 and 2 for the Super Gamblers race. 3 and 4 will be for the Pro Mods, and after the Pro Mods fill in, JC, if you guys in the match race want to make a shakedown, you could come in behind them for a shakedown. Then 5 and 6 will be the overflow of the Super Gamblers, and this is important. 7 and 8, I'm going to put quarter mile, no time, and everything's going to be pro tree. That way we can keep the race moving. And then 9 and 10 will be 8 mile, no time, pro tree. So that way the quarter mile guys got a lane of no time, 2 lanes, and the 8 mile guys got no time, 2 lanes. And we're going to try that to see if we could get it where it's not a whole bunch of confusion because some cars want to run the quarter, some want to run the 8. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that does sound real good, Moss.
Yeah, and then when I talked to Bradshaw, we're even going to try it on Friday nights because I saw him, and it gets confusing, and I think once the guys know the lane numbers, it'll always stick in their head, and I'm going to go out there. I told them I'm going out there, and we're going to mark the bottoms. You know how when you drive, like you can't ever see it on the ground? I'm going to put it big enough with red tape on the ground, like 10, 9, 8. You'll be able to drive up and see it. It'll be about 2 feet tall. You with me? Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We're going to try it. Yeah. And then also I'm putting 2 people down on the staging lanes. One will be on one side. He'll do 1 through 6, and the other guy will do 6 through 11. You hear me?
Uh-huh.
So that, and what's going to happen, when you go to get your car checked in, they're going to put no time, quarter mile, pro tree. So when you come in the corner, the guy will be able to point you to the lanes you're going to down the bottom. Yeah. So that's what we're going to try. And I think that will cut down on some of the confusion that happens with the no time guys, you know, because I want them to enjoy themselves. And a couple guys have called me about where it says time allowing, and I just want them to understand I made a commitment to him to build the Pro Mod, so I got to make sure that run on time. But I'm going to do all I can to get it in, because like right now I got 11 cars. So that's not going to take that long to get ran. So that's the thing there. I just, you know, getting ready. It's a long, long day on Saturday, but I'm excited because J.C. Richardson gets to come over to D.C. so we can finally kick him square in the buttock. You hear me?
It ain't over. It ain't over to the Fed, ladies, man.
Hey, I told my wife, I said, you know, I got to feed JC so we can put like 10 or 15 pounds in the car so I know we got him covered. She's a laugh. You hear me? I'm going to give him a Mr. Monster shirt, and I'm going to wrap some ballast in it so he got about 200 pounds when he stick it on so I can make sure we turn that light on. You hear me?
So, I see.
I'm just humble, man, by all the people this week, man. You guys have no idea, you know. I had a guy call me from Canada today with a Pro My car. He can't run the race because he got a screw blower. But he says he's going to ride down just to support us because I spent the time explaining to him why I don't run the screw blowers and the Pro Mods. So.
Hey, Monster Jones, I think we got another one in the queue right now. And when I read this number off, you and JC might know this number. Big, tall, white guy, 804-914-7584. His name is Gene Stevens.
What's up, man?
I ain't doing nothing.
Hey, man, you still owe me a Christmas gift, fool.
What are you?
You got my money last year. You can at least brought me a damn Christmas gift. You hear me?
It was in the mail. You didn't get it?
No. How you doing, man?
He must have sent it by trip.
Yeah, you did get it in fair and square. I ain't going to lie about that. That was a good race. That old Camaro went on down through there, though.
Doing
all right
these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Gene, we got Fuji's son on here, and we got JC on here mixing it up.
Hey, Ma, I ain't know old Ma was my man was on here. What's up, man?
Yeah, he a little
what's
quiet.
Up, Ma?
JC
up,
was talking some cash shit to me.
Why is he? Hey, Mama, look, don't let that sweat you, man. He Your daddy told him on the phone today, don't get too excited.
Oh, yeah. I'm all right. I'm fine.
So, hey, Mom, what do you think about that race, though? That's just as good as Tricky Rick and him going there to having them two, ain't it?
Yeah.
Huh?
No, like I say, we ain't worried about nothing.
I ain't even got to ask you who you rooting for, do I? Huh?
Nah, you ain't got to ask me.
Huh? What you talking about Facebook? Y'all wasting time putting polls up here. You know what the deal is.
Now look, hey Monster, when I was talking to JC earlier, you know what I remember, man, and it used to be the best days of Dinwiddie. I remember back before the Camaro, this man had one of the prettiest Novas around on a 10.5, and that's when the ladies' night was so packed, you couldn't barely get in there. And I know Gene remember because Gene Stevens had a most wanted blue and a blue 60s model Camaro, 68, 69
yep.
Camaro back then.
Hey, Gene, tell them what you told me the first time you met me down there in about 2006 or 7. You said, man, you got to put me on the card. I'm a headliner. I'm the most wanted guy out here. I said, who's this fool? You hear me?
Yeah, I'm still on them yoga nights.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, man, who's that fool right there? That dude crazy as hell, man. I said, he reminds me of a guy that I used to street race, Danny Gardner. I saw Danny at the Buzz Creek at a race, and Danny was telling him how we used to just go out there all night long and then come to the track the next day. And like I told y'all earlier, that's when I saw JC down there at Richmond. And we pull a call, JC looking at us, we looking at him, we like, man, you know, that's what it's all about, you know? So, you know, and just to have him come up and be a part of what I'm doing, I look forward to coming down to support him and what he's doing, and we get some DMV people down there so we can light him up. I'm going to really be happy then. You hear me, Mama? We're going to light him up. You hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we're going to make a Christmas tree on him without that color boy. You hear me?
I know that's right.
Yes, sir. But he all right right now until we get him to D.C. and we get that car on the staging lanes, then we'll do what we got to do.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm going to tell you, Monster, this is starting to get to be a very anticipated race, man, and I saw something today, and it looks like the boys from the boys with the Troublemaker want to come down and play.
I saw that, but I also saw something that bothered me today, and I wanted to touch bases on it. We had somebody put up there that Capitol don't prep the track on Friday nights, and I want to say that's absolutely false because we got 4 pro mods testing there tomorrow, and I wanted to get on and clear that up. Whoever the people that posted that, I'm not going to say names. I'm just going to ask them before they put something up like that, they can give Mr. Bradshaw or give me a call, and I'll call and talk to them. But that was unfair to put that up there today. And I hope that we don't start to do little things like that to try to affect the racetrack or affect the people promoting races at those tracks, you know. We got to keep it clean. If you don't know, dial somebody. Don't post up there that there's no prep on the track. Because that's people's livelihoods you messing with, you know? So Yeah. Yeah, I saw that Troublemaker and Mark Hayes is going at it today. So that's going to be, they get it on. That's going to be good, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me see. We got another mic opening up. 301-263-5944. Your mic is open.
What's going on, JB?
Who I'm on with?
This is Apollo.
Apollo. Yes, Mr. GTO Boys himself.
That boy there, boy, he rough as a corn cob. You hear me?
Oh, yeah. He better watch. Now, I know he ain't going to come on here trying to call out JC or nothing. Is he all right?
Not yet. I got to get a couple 60-foot pads before I step out of there.
Oh, shit. Y'all get the car back? Y'all get the car back, baby boy?
No, about 2 weeks. Gary Hood will be done by 2 weeks. I'm going to look good.
Yeah. 2 weeks, huh? You gonna give us the break? Huh?
Charlie Brown?
Yeah, you gonna give us the break? You got a whole lot bigger motor than we could ever dream of for Christmas. Huh?
I'll give you the break and come around about at 3:30.
I like it. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, we can do that. But when I come out I gotta, you know, I'm running up on the Young Guns race pretty soon, so I got to really be focused and go do some testing right now.
I tell you what, boy, you're doing good on that lights, too, up there every weekend at Capitol. I saw you up there. That's a good job, man.
I think I'm number 2 or number 3 in points in street class right now, I think.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, got a lot of gas on my chest.
I'm on the phone, babe. Yeah.
Just got a lot of gas on my chest.
Hey, that's all right. That's how you learn, Jarrell. Seat time is important because if something go wrong, you're able to figure out what you got to do instead of worrying about where you're going at. You with me?
Yeah, hey, I wonder if Jarrell just got off. But, hey, Moss, let me tell you what happened today. I get a text message from Mr. Pro Stock Joe, and he said, JB, I need you to call into my show. Call into my show right now. Call in. I said, what the hell wrong with you, Joe? Then I call in, and I get in the show. And the boy said, is this JB? I said, yeah, from DMV. They said, all right, we want to come down May 10th to Outer Banks, and we need something to run, so we hoping that you might know something. I said, I got to know what I'm talking about. And they said, we want Gene Stevens. And
ooh.
I said, well, now, you got to, you know, you're talking, right? But now what you want him with? He said, we want him with the Shadow. I said, now, you ain't just saying just any car. Like, it's, you know, that. I mean, I guess they thought, you know, they were saying it like it was just a basic bracket car or something. You know, it ain't just so anybody.
Man, they couldn't think of nothing else for Gene. They might just Gene. I was just write him a check.
But I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell you like this. That I know Gene Stevens is on here. I can guarantee Gene Stevens thinking about something right about now.
You got that right.
Yeah, they make the race right, Gene. Shit, they can go down too.
And see,
well, I just got off the Pro Stock Joe show. I was on there for about 10 minutes. They called me and left me a message, and I called them back. And he thought I had, I guess from what I understood, I could barely hear him, but it sounded like they thought I had a back-ass call, just a regular top sportsman call. And he said that he didn't have no 484 motor. He had like a 5.2 or 5.3 or something in his car. So let's make the race right, and let's make the race right and get it on.
Yeah, they got big motor in that car. If Steve Jackson driving it, you can guarantee it's got a monster in there. You hear me?
Well, the only problem I've got is my car went out one time this year, and that was this past weekend at Piedmont. We made 3 test hits. Each time it got a little bit better, but I ain't got no testing on that car.
You lucky I can't fit in it because I'll shoot that sucker.
I don't really want him to give me nothing, and I don't want to give him nothing. I just want to go straight up.
No, that's right. If you don't want to go straight up, don't dial your number. That car rides, man.
I want to go straight up. I don't want to give me, and I don't want to give him shit. I just want to give him another lane, and we get it on.
That's it. Tell him you ain't trying to marry him. You're trying to race him.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's. I'm gonna tell you, Gene Stevens. Give me a rundown now. Who you got on some of these match races? I know you ain't gonna hide, or you ain't gonna, you know, sugarcoat anything. What? Who you got on these match races this weekend? You got Sean Murphy versus Ricky Fox. You got Hell Yeah versus Running Bell. You got Fuji versus JC. And you also got Wicked Bird versus JC. And, I mean, Wicked.
Fuji.
Yeah,
he running Fuji.
You got Fuji versus. And then you got the Browns racing Camaro versus the Jimmy Brown Maverick. So let me ask you, who you got on some of these races?
To be as honest as I can be, JB, I like all the boys. We all race together. I wish them all luck, and I want to see all of them do well, be safe, and may the best man win. I really don't, honestly don't have a favorite. If one wins, I'm going to be happy for him.
Yeah, I'm the same way until I come to Virginia cars.
Oh.
Well, you know, Virginia cars don't mess around. They're going to come up there and clean house.
I knew I'd get them riled up when I say that. You see them, JB, they lit up like you thought somebody stuck electric shock to them. But
cars in that lineup right there. It ought to be a good race.
I tell you what, Gene, I think I'm more surprised at all the people calling me wanting to get on the card. And I'm just explaining to them that I'm going to work on a separate deal in September where I can put all that together. But I committed to Mr. Bradshaw that I would stay focused on the pro mod, but I'm like you, Gene. I'm going to be standing up there watching that stuff, especially Hell Yeah and the Running Bear. Man, I'm going to tell you, every single race comes down to who leads first. That's the bottom line.
I do like Running Bear on that race. But the rest of them, should be.
He's going to call in. Watch you catch hell. You watch.
It's going to come down to who's driving.
Yeah.
Well, look. We got another caller in here, 757-218-7777.
What's going on, JB?
What's going on, Weeby?
Where you at, too?
Hey, doing nothing, man. We just kicking it with JC and Gene and little Marty Ma and Monster. And, you know, we just kicking it right now, talking about this Saturday.
What's up, Weeby?
Hey,
how you
what's
doing,
going
bro?
On, Monster? All right, how you
how
doing,
the world
brother?
Treat you? I'm good, man. I got 2 feet on the ground, so I ain't crying.
I know that's right. I know my junk ain't blow up this last weekend, so I'm happy.
You say you what now?
I said my junk ain't blow up. My car ain't blow up, so I'm all right.
Oh, yeah. We're able to talk. You can always replace the car. You the most important part, you know?
Oh, yeah.
When you coming back across the bridge? On the 25th race for Larry T?
Yeah.
Okay. Who you running? You running anybody?
Well, if I ain't mistaken, if Bad Storm come there, because I want to run him on the 10th down in Outer Banks, but if he comes on that day, then I'll accommodate him then because I love that track. That track works pretty good for me. It'll work better than the Outer Banks.
Which one? She a beast. Everything up this way a beast now. All the tracks and had the people that sell them the compounds come up and re-show them how to do it in this cold weather, man. That cold weather, boy, she been cold lately.
Me and Juliet I haven't
had any problems with any of the tracks up that way.
Hey, hold on. We gotta mute somebody. We got somebody on here that must have opened their mic and didn't even know it. Let's see. All right, hold on. We about to mute it. All right, we back.
Yeah.
I mean, all tracks up that way, I don't have any problem with, you know, tracks or anything like that. It's been, you know, not putting any track down, but it's been like a little.
Don't say the name
of
it. Don't say the name.
Yeah. Just, you know.
Yeah, they be texting. Man, why he say my track name? I said, well, you know, I can't tell you what it is. You know,
well,
freedom of speech.
I tell you what, I'm not going to say no track name, but if people would like for people that's close around, because, I go further away to run my car than tracks that are closer to my area. And if they were taking more pride and time into doing the track right, then, you know, when a track's not prepped right to me, I mean, it's dangerous. You wreck your car or tear something up.
No, you're the most important part. You can always redo a car, you know, and that's one of the things that I want to touch on, you know, while we're talking about the safety side. You know, it's a couple people that don't understand how important it is to have the right safety equipment. And, you know, I just want to remind you, man, if you know that car leaking or something's wrong with it, you know, don't go out there and put yourself and other people in jeopardy, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely.
Because
right.
your family suffers. Not me, not the track. Your family suffers when you're not able to help them.
And you're absolutely right. And I'm going to be honest, and I'm pretty sure some of the other places might have been like this, but, you know, one time I throw my cars together and then, you know, seat belts will be outdated or something will be outdated, and I get to the track and, like, pop your hood and check your seat. Oh, you can't run, and you know, your window's tinted. You know, at one time I used to piss, man, I used to piss with this, you know, see my leg. I used to be mad about that because I'm like, you know, I got a grudge car. But then when you leave from grudge racing and try to do a little, you know, going to an event or something like that, then you got all these rules and stuff, you know, outlaw tracking on. But at the same time, I sat back and had to think about it, and me and Corey, and then we had a talk. He was like, hey, man, this not to make you upset or argue with me. This is your life. This is your safety. I'm doing my job to make sure you're safe. So I had to sit back and bite the bullet on that. I was like, well, you know what? He actually doing right. You know what I mean? Because he could have been to hell with it, and I would wreck my car and then hurt or kill myself. So if racers got a problem with safety, they need to check themselves because it's really benefiting. It's for your best interest.
You know, I was trying my best to get Corey to come up and help me Saturday to help tech in the car so we can, you know, get him in and out of there, and they brought an additional tech guy. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he has brought to my attention is that he'll work with the people, and, you know, as long as the car he knows, but if he knows it's going to hurt a guy, he flat out told me. He said, I'm going to send him over there, and we just got to take the heat, you know, and that's the thing I'm trying to get across. I mean, I have people that complain about the guy that cuts them off on the line, mm-hmm. but I'm going to say this again, Weeby. If Conrad don't, you can't see when it's leaking. Conrad can't. And when he sees it, he's saving you and the track from a disaster. You know,
you see what he done with me at Capitol? Remember what happened to me at Capitol when my car started leaking fuel everywhere? Shut it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a safety thing.
Yeah. And, you know, I want everybody to race. I'll do whatever I can for you, but I just want you to go home, too. You know, that's important that you go home to me. You know, we can race in another time. You know, this deal I put together was just to help Capital to get pro mods in, but the overwhelming response from the grudge cars and the no time to support what I was doing up there for Capital has just been unreal, man. And I can't say thank you enough to all of you guys, man. I got people in Florida calling me. We coming. I said, man, that's 16 hours. That's all right. We're going to spend the night. You know?
Yeah, all right. I mean, it's fun. Hey, Team Outlaws, me and D-Rod and us, man, you know, you have an event, you see us there all the time, every time.
Yeah. It humbled me this week, all the phone calls and all the people. I mean, I got people calling me saying, I'm coming up to work. You don't have to pay me. I said, well, I don't know what's going to happen. I can't afford to tell you I'm going to do something, and I can't. And they like, well, it's not about that. It's about you doing things, you know, for the American Cancer Society, the Children's Miracle Network. They're people that benefit from what we do with me, you know, in the group over at Mr. Monster Motorsports. You know, they depend on what we do by helping them to help us. You know, they bless us with a lot of different things. You know, the weather all week called for rain, and everybody praying. And Bradshaw called me and said, Big Money, we got to pray harder. My wife and the pastors at the church calling me saying, hey, I'm praying that God's going to change it. Look what happened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah.
You know, no man can change what he does, period.
Oh, uh-uh. He ain't control. Fervent prayer, man. Oh, that's
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, we over here working on the race car right now. In case JC get out of hand, we can tighten them up some more. You hear me?
JC fast, man. JC kind of fast.
Kind of fast, an understatement, Weeby. As my grandmother say, that boy riding. He riding.
Hey, and he heavy too. I like to get my old Corvette to run like that, but it don't.
Hey, man, maybe we got to go over there at Weezy and let him invite us out to cookout, and we got to get some speed secrets while he ain't looking. You hear me? What do you think, Weezy?
Hey, Mr. Monster, you got another caller that wants to get on, 301-934-3625. Your mic is open.
Uh-oh.
Hey, good evening, everybody. It's Todd. How are y'all doing this evening?
What's going on, hey. Mr. Wedden?
What's up,
same old stuff. Just came back from PA. Been up there working all week.
Hey, Todd, how you doing, man?
Not too bad.
How your mama doing, man?
See what was happening. Good days and bad days.
Yeah, give her a hug. Tell her the boys in DMV praying for her, all right?
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But like I said, good days and bad days. So we take both of them with a grain of salt.
Yep.
86 years, she's still here.
Wow.
Is that his only car?
So, Monster, you got somebody running the lanes up there for your race?
Yeah, two people.
Tomorrow or something?
It'll be Saturday.
They don't do, like, so many cars run out of each lane and jump to the next lane, or how, just run them out?
No, what we're going to do, here's what we got going. Lanes one and two are going to be the Super Gamma race cars, or the Super Pro car, class one. Three and four are going to be the Pro Mod and the Match Race cars, right? Five and six are going to be the rest of the Super Pro, Super Gamma cars, right?
Right.
Seven and eight are going to be No Time, Quarter Mile, Pro Tree. You hear me?
Right.
Could you hear me, Todd?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Then, yeah, 7 and 8 will be those. Then 9 and 10 will be No Time, 8th Mile, Pro Tree. So all of No Time will be Pro Tree. So 7 and 8 will be the Quarter Mile lane, and 9 and 10 will be the 8th Mile lane. So that way we can keep it segregated. And what we'll do is run them, because I got 2-hour intervals in between the Pro Mod and the each session of Pro Mod is 1 o'clock, 3, 5, 7, 9, and 10:30. So I got 2 hours to run the lanes out. You with me? As long as we ain't rolling down the track. That's what kills me, when the cars get up there and start leaking.
What is it open from? What to what?
You call
the,
10,
yeah, 10
in the morning,
the gate's opening up at 8 o'clock now.
After all that rain.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. What time does the match race is supposed to start that you got lined up?
The shakedown form is at 8 o'clock, and the match races are going off at 9 p.m.
Oh, so the match races won't go until 9 p.m.?
Right. Yeah. They're not running until right after the Pro Mods run their semifinal.
Yeah, because I might have to work in the morning, so I'm going to at least try to come up and watch.
Asia,
Hey, Jarrell, you're killing us, man. Put your stuff on mute.
Oh, I didn't know y'all opened my mic. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you. What do you mean you can't? You open your mic up, fools.
He closed. He closed off.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what we're doing, Todd. That way we're trying something up there to see if we can get it a little more sequence for us, so we're not changing the tree back and forth. We'll know 7 and 8 a quarter mile. And like I told a couple guys, if you're getting the wrong one, you're still going to get an 8-mile time. So, you know, if you're going to run a race. I'm telling the guys, if they're going to run a race, JB going to work with me on this. We're going to pull them up in the lane together or behind each other. You with me? So that way, if they want to get a grudge race off or match race, I'm calling it match race, I'm going to put them either beside each other in those two lanes, in the lane that they're racing, or I'll get the two cars behind each other. I'll stop the car and pull them two out the run.
So yeah, probably better do it that way. Put them both in the same lane together.
Yeah, and then as they come up, I can move them around and do what we need to do. But I need everybody to work with me and be patient and, understand that I committed to the Pro Mod, but I got to take care of the No Time cars too. So I need everybody to work with me on the whole deal that day if they can. it would make me feel comfortable. And, you know, I put a lot into this, you know, and I just want to make sure it worked for the track, because that was my commitment to help him up there get the pro mods. But like I told him, and he said it to me best last night, he said, it is unreal to watch all the people on Facebook and all the websites talk about how much they come in to support the race at Capital Raceway. And I told them, they understand their deal. You know, it doesn't benefit me. You know, I wanted to take off racing, off doing the promotion stuff and race this year. I mean, we got a beautiful car now we're able to race, so I'm really, really excited about racing again, you know. But, you know, Mr. Bradshaw pulled me and said, hey, man, I'm trying to build something at Capital. I need you to help me, you know. He says, I can do it, but I prefer to have you there to help me, because you see things and you understand some things that I'm learning with the grudge stuff and stuff like that. And I said, no problem, sir. You know, so that's how this May 3rd came about. He put a pro mod race on it. And I said to him, I like the pro mod race, but I can't forget the match race. And he was like, what do you mean? I said, the D.C. area, every big race that ever went down here always had match races. You know, and that's why it's so popular amongst everybody wanting to be a part of the show. And I explained that. I'm sorry.
If somebody's in the pits and they get a race together, now do they have somebody they can come up to at the tower or at the starting line and say, hey, we got this race together?
Yeah.
Or do they got to just wait
in
the lanes until it's time to get up? Or does that pull priority?
The big thing is the pro mod. I got to make sure that goes and that's on time. But I'll work with them. They can come and get me. Or JB, you said you'd give me a hand, right?
Yeah, they can come see me.
and what we'll do, he'll get with me, and we'll get it. The big thing is getting them in the lanes side by side or behind each other. If they do that, I can maneuver them around when it gets time for their lanes to race for them to go. You with me?
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. I just can't pull them out and put them up on the line to go racing because I gave him a schedule that I got to stick to. But he did tell me if they get in those lanes and they behind each other side by side, he'll give me the microphone out there and I can work my magic to let everybody know that they're getting it on. You with me?
Right. Well, you can just weave them up through the no-time people, because the no-time people usually want to watch the race anyhow. So I'm sure they would let somebody get in front of them if it's a grudge race they can watch.
Well, the big thing is I think that, Todd, I learned a lesson on that the last couple of years. I think you let the people that are there go get their race off. And as they come up, you be patient, you run your race. That's the priority side of a grudge race has become a nightmare for the promoter and the track, because people absolutely don't listen about it. You hear me? Because they feel that it's no different from this guy grudge racing than them coming up to make a shakedown. That's how they look at it. And I'm telling you from experience, because my ears and my head at the end of the night tell me that.
And
a lot of the ass chewings I got were because of that. I mean, I actually had a guy at Buzz Creek the last race. JB, so he actually came up there and he didn't bump me, but he was so close to my nose that I had to actually walk away from him. But he came over afterwards and he apologized. And I explained to him, I said, you just didn't understand what I was trying to tell you, you know. Just because it's a locked-in grudge race, and that's what the promoter says, sometimes you got to be courteous to the people that have been there for 2 hours. You with me?
Right. Right.
And that's where I think a lot of the misconception comes in. Because you decide you want to make a grudge race, what about this guy that's been here for 2 hours?
Right.
See what I'm saying? You think that's right? I mean, be honest with me. I mean, and that's where a lot of the confusion for me came, because guys were coming up screaming, and I'm telling them, hold up, and somebody else telling them that they're going now. And I'm like, well, what about these guys here? I feel bad because this guy sat there for 2 hours. He just came up 5 minutes ago.
Right. Well, that's why I was saying, if you had somebody that was going to kind of control what was a great race
because,
and what was a testing team.
Nah, that's why I'm saying now that I'm not going to police it that way. If they want to do it, they get in the lanes together and come up, because I don't want me being responsible that they didn't get that off. You with me?
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, on September 6th, I'm responsible for that. You know, because he wants me to. I was going to do a. I'm actually going to run an Ultra Street race with. I can't
Sir,
announce
Monster,
it just yet. I got to wait.
You done let that out the bag, Monster. God darn it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're going to do Ultra Street at Capital Raceway.
God
yes,
damn.
Sir. So, yeah. So, I'm real excited about that. So, and I'm working on Outlaw Drag Radio, too. I've had a lot of guys call me within the last week to ask me to help build a circuit for that. And Adam Howard and Francis Johnson, they both are very adamant, and Ricky Fox on putting together an Outlaw Drag Radio series next year. So y'all better watch it because it's coming. I want to be a part of that because that, after watching that down at South Georgia, oh, my God, man. I watched the car go 411. Man, that's crazy, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
A full-body car. So, yeah. But that's where we're at, Todd. That's why I say this here, I'm not going to be, you know, taking all the heat for everything. I got to concentrate on the pro mod. I put the no time in because everybody that I know runs no time. But the pro mod is what I'm building for the track. And I promised him that I would make that happen, but I also promised the no time guys I'll find a way to make sure that they get time to race. But I'm begging everybody.
Plenty of time. There should be plenty of time. You said the pro mods go out at every 2 hours, right?
Yes,
and,
yes. And,
yeah,
and the
so
bracket race is quarter mile. So there's only 70 cars, and that takes about less than 40 minutes when you're a quarter mile because they riding all the way through. So, But the big thing, Todd, is getting people to check their cars over. You know, the leaks at the no time and the grudge races is just gotten out of control. Y'all tell me what we can do to fix that while we're having conversations. I want everybody's opinion on this line now, what we can do to get the guys to get the cars to be a little bit more safer as far as leaking stuff on the racetrack. I really want to hear some good things.
It takes the same amount of time to do it right as to do it half-assed, so you might as well do it right the first time.
There you go.
Yeah. If it's leaking at the track, it was leaking in the driveway.
You sure you ain't living in the house with my Uncle Butch? That's his favorite thing. God damn it, what you taking out there for? You know it was leaking when you left here, fool.
Yep, that's the thing. There's an auto zone down the street, so I guess they'll be selling a lot of rags that day.
I hope not, Todd. I'm telling everybody now, I put Conrad on notice that, you know, we cannot afford to lose time with cleaning up the race. As a matter of fact, just so everybody knows, I brought in three additional guys to help clean if there is a cleanup on the racetrack there. And they got a new machine up there to get the dust down as quick as possible. They actually purchased a machine from MIR. They don't have that high-dollar machine they got yet, but they got a machine that spreads it where we can get it up a whole lot faster. So I'm real excited to see. Not see, but I'm hoping we don't have to use it, but it's a piece of equipment that we have now to make things better at the new Capital Raceway. You know, Mr. Bradshaw, he's put a lot into that place. As you walk in there, he fixed the scale house. He made it now so I can weigh the pro mod. You know, that's huge, man, you know?
Oh, so they got scales up there now?
Yes, sir. We got the scales working, buddy. And you got nice, smooth on and off ramp to get on them, and your car won't hit when you go up on them like it used to. So he's done a lot of work up there, man. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I admit, I went one time last year. That was about it.
Yeah.
For about an hour, and I was out.
Yeah.
I was on a tight schedule.
I know that feeling. You hear me? Yeah.
Well, that's good. I hope it all works out. I'm gonna try and make it up. At least watch for a little bit of it.
I appreciate that. So who you riding with? Who you like? Come on, man. Tell us who you liking.
Me, myself, and I. But I ain't going against nobody. Who do I like with who?
Hey, Jay, go run it down, JB, for him.
Who you? All right, I'll run it down for you. Fuji versus. Fuji versus Wicked Bird. Wicked Bird gets everything in drag racing to the corner.
Well, I have to go with Brother Love on that one, and I guess anything that he races, just because I've known him for a while. So
he running J.C. Richardson. J.C. still on the phone?
I think J.C. is still on the phone.
Yeah, J.C.
Yeah,
you hear that? Everybody going against you in Maryland. You hear that?
I ain't worried about it. I don't
care.
Hey,
as long as it's a good race and somebody wins, somebody loses, that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah,
can't get down there and tie.
Yeah. It can be a dead heat. I saw one the other week in a horse race.
Yeah, then
Mr. Miyagi
right.
might not let that happen. Mr. Miyagi might put Fuji in training.
Who you? Sean Murphy versus Ricky Fox in Ugly.
Mustangs on win. or let me rephrase Lewis Collins, the Mustang with the white dude driving.
hey, Sean, every time Lou put that up there, the black guy in the Camaro, I text him and say, you know I'm going to sue your ass. He just laughed. Oh, my God. I was the only Lewis Collins could get away with some shit like that. Yeah, every time I saw him booger boy, he ruffles the corn cob, man. All right, who's the next one, JB?
Hell Yeah versus Shelton Gillis running back.
The unbeatable streak. I guess we'll go with Hell Yeah, see if he can get through
that. All right.
And all then right. you got the Browns racing Camaro.
Jimmy.
Versus Jimmy Brown's Maverick. Charlie Brown driving the Browns racing Camaro versus Jimmy Brown's Maverick.
I'll go with Jimmy on that one. He ain't been out in a while, but I know him from years back.
Yeah.
If it runs like
he is
to,
old,
he
ain't
okay. If he ain't old, he's getting there.
Yeah. I talked to him the other night. And he had me in the floor laughing because, you know, all the guys that are in the match race, JC, I forgot to tell you, you're running for a belt and the loser got to put it on the winner in the winner's circle. So you might as well get ready to practice your arms.
Hey, what? That's better than panties that JC had to wear down there in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. You remember that?
Hey, I see you got them.
God, I think you remember that one, Todd.
Hey, well, go ahead and put them on when you come on up there, then. Maybe get you tightened up.
Hey, look, I'm going to put them on Fuji because he's going to put the belt on me.
You might need to get a wider waist.
Hey, Molly Ma, you hear Molly Ma?
My head is talking that nonsense.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
you see what
Fuji
I go to when you ain't on the phone all week? This is what I go through all week long. My wife say, how you get work done? And y'all always talking. I say, we like old hens, man. We hitting it, you know? So
I'll call Brother Love in about an hour, and I'll let him know what his panty size is. Tell him there might be some panties on the line.
But I just want to say once again, you know, Todd, like you and all the guys I've been knowing for years, you know, out there when we street race our dog patch 290. You know, to watch all of us able to go and be able to put on an event at a track, man, it's huge for us, you know, because we never dreamed in our lifetime we'd be able to do what we're doing. And I just want to say thank you to all of the DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut. I mean, it's crazy, man, just the people that are calling to support it and, you know, sending whatever they can to say, hey, man, we want you you know, have a good event, you know. And it's not my event, it's the people's race, you know. So I appreciate that.
It's definitely coming together a lot more organized than what it was, you know, 3, 5, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So
it's
definitely, you know.
And I got to give credit to
the Internet.
You know, I can't take the Internet, but also, you know, when you look at, and people sometimes take me the wrong way, but, man, I got big props and respect to Larry T. at Custom T. You know, because he spent a lot of time and money to put things together so people are trying to do things in a first-class way. You know, he made a lot of
sacrifices.
Yeah,
because he was pretty much the only one that had anything around here for a while.
Yeah, and, you know, he made a lot of sacrifices so that everybody here could get the recognition for the grudge cause and the no-time cause. So, you know, my hat does go off because I worked for Larry for a long time, and you know, I tell people all the time, they ask me, do I miss custom tees? I said, sure I do. You know, but life has different things for you. And at this time, it's different for me to help grow Capital Raceway. Larry's a very smart man. He will figure out everything that's needed because he knows what to do in order to make things work for the area. So I tell people, don't sleep on him because he will get it done and he will know exactly what to do to make it right because he's been doing it a long time. So you can't take that from him, you know? So,
hey, Monster,
big props go to Larry T.
What was the other one they used to have years ago? Was it Metro? No, it wasn't Metro Air. Was it Metro Air they used to have?
Yeah, it was Metro.
Try do the track instead of crack or some shit. Was it the bumper stickers they was giving out?
Yeah, boy, you're the oldest, goddamn. You first cutting the salt, boy. Goddamn. Do the track instead of crack. You remember that, huh?
Yep, I had the sticker on the back of that old car carrier thing I used to drive. Right on the back of that fucking thing.
And you know what? Just so you know, I talk with Bill Lane probably every 3 or 4 months. I'll call him up and just ask him ideas about things I can do to help grow the area. And he's such a knowledgeable man on people, you know, and on what the, you know, he's the one that explained to me that when you're doing events and they got the big cars in it, explain to the guys so that they know up front that you got to take care of the big cars, but they're just as important. But you made a commitment, and that's why I'm adamant saying that I committed to Mr. Bradshaw, the Pro Mods. I got to get through this, and we're going to make a major, major announcement at 8 o'clock on Saturday night for September 6th that's going to set the area on fire. I mean, when you hear what they put together with me up at Capital Raceway with Mr. Bradshaw, the groups that are involved, man, it's going to be some fun. I guarantee this, the hotline will be on fire next Thursday when they find out what we put together on the track on Saturday night. So I'm real excited about that.
Well, I'll go ahead and tell some of them now. That four-door might be out by then.
Oh, yeah.
The four-door.
We'll be giving free rides through the pits.
Hey, man, you know what you should do with that car? Put belts on, four seats in the back, and sell rides in it for $20 a piece. You hear me?
There you go. But what happens if I get too many big people in the back, then it'll be the wheel stands through there that throw me out. I had to put some seats up front, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Monster, now that everybody done heard it, I went on and, you know, put it on the page. And people going at it pretty hard already about Ultra Street September 6th. Lord have mercy.
And the reason why, let me tell you why I'm doing Ultra Street. For two reasons. I had the Bernardo brothers over in Virginia at EV3 Motorsports. I called them and I called John Sears and I said, I want to do a grudge race. I got something that we're setting up huge, but I want to put something huge so that the guys that never been to that type of event could come and we could show them that we have the credibility to do what they do when they go to South Georgia and other places. And the guy said, if you do it, I bet you $100 it won't work. I said, I'll tell you what, I bet you $250. And he said, wow. I said, because it's simple. You know, we run you at 1 o'clock for your qualifier. 3 o'clock we race. 4 we race. 5 we race. 6 we race. 7, we done. 7 to 11, everybody else get to do what they need to do. You got to put that type of stuff during the day, early in the day, get it out of the way so you finish it at 5, 6, 7 o'clock, and then you got 4 hours of the guys that need to get busy getting busy. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
And then see what the big thing around here, Todd, that I hear, and I don't mind sharing, the older fans don't get to see anything with time. They don't come. They say, I ain't going up there to watch cars all day when I don't know what's going on. So, you know, that's what you got to be. Yeah, you got to be mindful of them. They've been coming there for 30 years, and you're going to force feed them on no time? You can't do that. So if I bring Ultra Street in, which is 520 and quicker, the 490, you see what I'm saying? They tickle pink.
Everybody's got to stop watching their pocket.
there's a lot of them up there now, ain't it?
Yeah.
We got another caller coming in hot, 410-360-2436. Your mic is open.
buddy. Yeah, I'm just calling in to place my order for my hamburger Saturday.
Oh, you know I'm going to eat your burger. What you want on? I know what I want on mine. You hear me?
I hear you. What's up, Monster? How are you?
How you doing, brother?
Pretty good, pretty good. All pumped up for Saturday.
I appreciate it. We got to start working on what you got for the week after because I got to be two places that day. I got to come up and help Kaplan for a while, then I got to head down and make sure JV's straight. So, man, I'm going to have some miles on me that day. You hear me?
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
But I'm coming up there with you guys well, first. And get
my empty stomach at that.
Oh, you think so, huh? You think so? You
hey,
really
as long
think
as they both get down and
me?
Everything's safe, I'm happy. You know what I mean? But I'm pulling for my boy, hell yeah.
I am too. He is. He's going to pull right over in that lane and buy me a hamburger while I eat in front of him. I am pulling for him right there into the lane so I can eat hamburgers also. You hear me?
I hear you. It should be a good time Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, boy, I mean
you know what I want to see? I want to, if Running Bear knocks off Hell Yeah,
knocks off Hell Yeah,
I want Hell Yeah to hey, let
see.
Running Bear jump on the hood of his car.
On that, where you put that in? Rapping with tape.
Old school. See,
that ain't
going to
happen.
I'd have been doing my homework, and I know all about this damn Hell Yeah jumping on hooded cars and out the damn windows and stuff. So what we're going to do is if Shelton Gillis win, Shelton Gillis said he going to jump up and he going to hop on the top of the goddamn, you know, his goddamn Camaro, and he going to show off just like Hell Yeah.
Oh, my God.
More power to him.
Hey, Keith, let me ask you a question. Do you realize we might run out of room for people to come see that damn fool of yours? Huh?
That's fine.
You know why? Because his ass is going down.
Yeah,
you hear me?
I hear you.
D-O-W-N.
I ain't paying you no mind, but I hear you.
But I'm excited. I just want them both to have a good race. And when we look down the bottom, both of them turn off. And whoever got the light on is the better man. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Those two small blocks are going to set an example how cars run. You hear me?
Oh, I believe they're probably going to be the two baddest small blocks there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If not in the area.
Some guy texted me from PA and said, I don't know what I'm talking about when I say they're the baddest small blocks. I said, well, as far as I'm concerned, those two guys, I ain't never seen nobody come down and challenge them. You hear me?
I hear you.
So,
tell you what, a lot of people are coming for that race.
Oh, my God. Look, the whole Glen Burnie coming cheering for a Hell Yeah. And we gonna sell y'all, I got the ice cream man coming so we can sell y'all popsicles because y'all going to need them. You hear me?
I hear you.
We're going to ice y'all's ass over. You hear me?
I can't wait to see all you guys Saturday. It should be a good time, man.
I know, man. I miss you too, man. I do. I enjoy when we come up there on Friday nights and we're able to go up there and have a good time, about a few cheeseburgers and laugh. And I have a really, really good time with you guys. And I need to say thank you too for all that you do in the Glen Burnie area to help promote what we do down at Capital Raceway. You know, with me coming in there to do this 8 Mile Outlaw, you guys, you know, talking to the pro mods up there to support me. You know, and you know, it meant a lot to me to get a couple of those calls, and I just wanted to say thank you to the guys up at the Maryland Street Outlaws. You guys are first class, and I really appreciate the hamburgers and all the food y'all are going to be donating to me after the race. I really want to say thank you a lot for that, too. I really mean that from my heart, too.
It ain't going to be from your heart Saturday. It's going to be from your pocket.
Hey, I'm going to call y'all back. I gotta do
something. Problem, we're behind you 100%, man. I mean, you're good people. You know what I mean?
I ain't changing, man.
I know.
Changing.
You've been this way for a long time. And
yes,
you never
sir.
Changed.
Hey, Keith, you remember I ran the Korean boy up there on 29 that night, and everybody was like, where did this boy come from? I said, I told you we changed lanes on him. He ain't know what the hell happened to him up there that night. He still ain't talked to me.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, what kind of car
GTO.
Are you getting back into?
I ain't sure what I'm going to do just yet. The wife, I got a Honda Odyssey van right now, so that's about all I got. You hear me? So, we're working on an old Camaro. We're going to try something. So.
Oh, that's good.
We,
We'll be up tomorrow night testing, actually, if everything goes right.
Make it look real good so you can bring it to my shows, too.
Yeah, you know I love car shows. You know that. So.
I'm a big car show guy, but, man, I don't know what it is with grudge racing and the people that are in it. I mean, they're just great people. You know what I mean? I mean, you get all that arguing back and forth, and at the end of the day, you're shaking hands and eating hamburgers together. You know what I mean?
And ain't going to change it either.
No. I mean, I think it's come a long, long way.
Yeah. And it's you hear people say a lot of crazy things about them, but they don't understand, you know? They don't know our story, you know? And that's what I'm trying to explain to people. They don't understand. At one time, the grudge cars didn't get no respect at the track or nowhere. You with me?
Oh, yeah. They didn't get no respect.
You know? None. So, you know, now, the no time and the grudge stuff, and I try to tell the guys when I hear them say, well, the track meet us or this and that, I say, just 3 to 5 years ago, they didn't care if you came or not. But you got some owners who look at it from the business side and from the people side, that it's a lot of good people that come out and do the grudge stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's why I push for the events to be as organized and as understanding as possible. Do I always get it that way? No, but I try, you know?
Right.
So.
No, you do good. You'll be all right Saturday. I'm sure it's going to be totally different. So, and it sounds like you got it laid out to each lane and everything else. I mean, that sounded real good.
What do you think about those lanes? The 1 and 2, the gamblers, 3 and 4, the pro mod match race cars, and then 5 and 6, the gamblers, 7 and 8, the quarter mile, no time, and making it pro tree so we can keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then 9 and 10, 8 mile, pro tree, no time.
I think that's a great idea as long as you give them a card and they hold on to it.
Yeah, well, you know they ain't going to do that. That's why I'm going to write the numbers on the ground, too.
Right.
Hey, Monster, my first day. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Monster Jones, you got two numbers calling in here, I guess, to mix it up with you tonight. 202-292-0961. And 484-832-2153. Your mics are open.
What's going on, fellas?
Zip.
So, that is Carlos Wells, and that is the Pink Warrior.
Hey, Carlos, what's up, brother? Hey, Pink Warrior, what's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Just up here working on the race car, Carlos.
I know, that's why he ain't called me today. I already know.
No, man, I got to tell you, Carlos, I run 3 batteries down. People calling me today from everywhere. I was trying to call you when you posted up William Brown. I was telling him he better back
up. I ain't called William Brown. William Brown, Martin said that, but it's cool, but we can get it on as soon as I get that power plant back.
That's what I'm talking about.
Shit, I love the racing.
Yes, sir. Yeah, see, Carlos from the old school with me. See? Carlos old. See, I'm young. Carlos old.
I ain't that damn old.
I remember one night Carlos ran on a certain place, and the damn police come in behind him. Carlos was driving up New York Avenue. You hear me?
Yeah, all right.
Because I got to call you up back, I got to call and check on my mama.
All right.
I'll call right back in.
What's going on, Carlos? What's going on?
I'm just waiting for Saturday, man. Saturday going to be good, man.
Yes, it is, man. It's really looking like it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, man. It was last week was good, man, and this week going to be good. That's 2 good weeks of racing. Then you got Outer Banks next week, and then I think they got the race up season. Shit, man, that's 3 good races, man, back to back.
Yeah, man, yeah. I already told my wife and my brother and his wife, man, we leaving for the Outer Banks Saturday morning, going to stay down and hang out down there Sunday. But, you know, I mean, I was just on one of Pro Stock Joe's shows. The goddamn Shadow want to come down there.
Down on Outer Bank?
Yeah, the Shadow was. He peeped on there, and he said, "Who am I on with?" I said, "This JB." He said, "Well, bring one of them cars from the DMV. I said, well, what you bringing? He said, I'm bringing the Shadow. I said, well, shoot, you act like, now he said it like, you know, the Shadow was just some bracket car that run an index or something. You know, it was like, oh, yeah, we bringing the Shadow. I mean, I'm like, yeah. Dude, man, that ain't just any car. I mean, that car, I don't think the car lost in who knows how many races. Now, I guess he was thinking that Gene Stevens was going to back up in a corner, but, you know, when I called Gene, Gene said, man, JB, I might have to think about that one. So it could get really scary at the Outer Banks next week.
But, yeah, but like I told everybody today, yeah, it don't even matter what go down. I'm going with the home team regardless, man. Win or lose, man. It's going down with the home team. So we'll see, man. We good way to race, man. We raced good in Paisley last week. Boy put on a good show. I heard Piedmont was good, and I know Mike race was real good. And so, man, we'll see what happened in Monster Race Saturday, and then see what happened next week.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. So when is the Incredible Hulk coming out?
Actually, you know, we're working on the name. He only got about a week. He'd be ready to go.
Oh, okay.
He'd be ready to go. Yeah, the college combo. Actually, it's running now. Just got a little bit small stuff to do. And he'd be ready to go.
So Metro Area Grudge.
If we was thrashing, he could make it Saturday, but we ain't going to rush it like that. It'd be out about a week.
Okay, so... We know June 14th the Cornbread and the Hulk will be coming out of the Metro Area Grudge Camp.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
That's
definitely coming out. Yeah, because especially we want to definitely fuck Copperhead up because Copperhead called us out at the bank when you was there.
We gonna
fuck Jason right on up. Guaranteed.
I'm gonna tell you the best. And this is what you call shit talking at its best. But that guy during Copperhead and that Tony Reddick was sitting there talking trash, and that guy during Jason was on Tony so goddamn hard.
I ain't even know Jason talked like that, man. He walked up to everybody, man. He walked up to everybody, and then I ain't know Tony talked like that.
Yeah, cause Tony look at Jason. Tony said, you know what, and look, I know. Y'all might want to cover your ears on this one, but it's going to be a little explicit. But that guy there, Tony, said, you know what I'm going to do? He said, I'm going to take you, and I'm going to fuck you up and down the track. I said, God. and Jason said, I'd love to have you. So when can we do that? And I said, God, there. Because that guy there, one thing about Jason, and that's, you know, that he him and Carlton, they ran the other week, and you know, they both stood them up, both, you know, were pedaling and stuff like that. But you know, they both made a pass down. Carlton got the best of them, and both of them, you know, already said, you know what, we got to do it again. So they done hit me up, and they done locked in for it again. And I'm gonna tell you, that was a race.
Yeah, I was right there. It was a good race, man. And prior to that, both of them put down good passes prior to that. So Jason had a couple problems early. He fixed it, got it straight, and it was a good race. So I like to see both of them go down there clean. And,
oh yeah.
Kind of light on. Yeah, but they gonna do it at your race, right?
Yeah, they gonna do it, and then I got the Durr Fox boys, Marquise Fox and Eugene Fox from up there and. New London area, they said if they can, they ready, but the Wizard car from Fredericksburg, which is Calvin Williams, he's going to go out this weekend and make a couple passes. He said if he get that bugs, you know, get the bugs out, him and Fox going to lock in for May 31st.
Oh, okay.
So it might get a little... It might get crazy, and my boy, I don't know if you know my boy Ryan Ellington, he got the Reaper back out, and the Reaper's going, you know, getting it back, you know, just getting it ready, so he got some fine-tuning, but, I mean, it shocked me, because Josh, you know, that guy during Bad Storm always on the page now, and you got to give him credit, because he don't, you know, his mouth, he ain't going to quiet his mouth up, he's just going to talk and talk and talk, and you got to respect it because he talk and they do race. So, and he said, JB, if I come down May 31st, I want some action. And my boy Ryan says, you know what? How you sit? And he said, well, I'm stock, you know, I'm small block, stock suspension on nitrous. And my boy Ryan said, well, shit, I'm small block, stock suspension on nitrous. If I get, you know, if I give me a couple clean hits in before then, you got action.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
shit,
it's, you know, I'm going to tell you, the DMV, see, that's what people need to understand. You know, the DMV is definitely, they coming together, and people, more people coming out this dirt area. I just saw, whose car was it? Somebody posted a car on the page the other day and was, like, coming out of the DMV. I'm like, damn, there's more cars coming out now than anybody.
It's a lot of dudes, man. A lot of dudes hit me up that ain't never grudge raced before, but they, you know, I mean, you know, anytime you can get a little shine anywhere, man, people just, they just basically just want to race, man. And, you know, as long as everybody stick together, and then you can do something. But, you know, you got dudes just like, you know, Robbie and them, I think they'll be out this weekend testing with Al Capone and, you know, a couple other cars, man. So, shit, man, we have, you know, by the summer, I think everybody should be out, man. And, you know, when you seen, you've been all on the internet, you seen Ill Bill on there with Big Red, and then, well, I guess they finally great do something, man. Then the other car about to come out, they got the Mustang. So they got three or four cars coming out their camp alone.
God darn, yeah, because I just saw, I got to give, you know, props up to y'all. I just see y'all got another little young gun heavy hitter on a motorcycle coming out. June 14th.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Boy, ain't no joke, man. We got, matter of fact, we got two Promar bikes. There's two of them, man. Hopefully both of them be there Saturday. If not both of them, one of them will be there Saturday running with the Promars chest and getting ready for the PDR race. And both bikes bad, man. Both of them bad. Yeah, but the young ones race great. That's going to take shape. You know, we try to just, you know, we ain't want to, you know, talk too much about it until, you know, Monster Racing and your race go away, then we can pump up Election Day and then get ready for PD Race and the Horseman Race. And we got a big announcement coming Saturday. You know, we got a big announcement coming Saturday around about 8 o'clock at the racetrack. So, you know, everybody that needs to hear out for that, Joe. Real big announcement. Yep.
That's what's up, man. It's like I said, man, it's action coming. And it's, I mean, it's every darn minute I turn around, I see even the Horsemen, what is it? I think it's the weekend of the July 12th through the 14th. I think the Horsemen
Fayetteville and Thunder Valley. Yeah, that's going to be good, man.
Yeah. Now, actually, I think what they're doing one day at Fayetteville and then turning around and doing the next day at Thunder Valley.
Yeah, Thunder Valley, wow, man. It's wild down there, Joe.
Yeah, Rick. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, it's some nice tracks down there, man. It's so many down there. You just kind of be like, well, what is this? What is this track? And what is this? I'm like, darn.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a lot of action going on, man. I mean, it's every week you turn around now, you basically got to say, well, who got the show this week? Who got a show this week? Because I mean, you know, you can. You got the choice. If you want to travel and go see some action, you got that choice. Or if you want to stay at home, you know, stay a little close, it's almost like the DMV got a lot of action going on, and then North Carolina got action, Philly. I mean, you know, you can pick your poison. That's basically what I say. You can pick where you want to go.
Yeah, you're right, man. Then tomorrow, man, Capital's going to be good, man. I think E and them coming down from up New York, and you know, D Money will be there when trying to get his car straight. A couple of dudes from Virginia hit us up. Them dudes coming down, man. This is shit. It's gonna be all right this weekend, man. And
Man,
I damn near can't wait, man. I swear.
Yeah, I got. Hey, look, Carlos, I got somebody on here right now. Now listen to this. I'm gonna read his number. He's still on here. I hope he's still up. 804-721-5399. Your mic is still open. He might have got off. Mr. J.C. Richardson, are you still on?
Hello.
Yeah, there you go.
Hello?
Carlos,
yes,
there
sir.
You go. That J.C. is on.
Hey, what's up, J.C.?
What's happening, man?
Ain't too much.
How's life treating you?
Hey, Carlos, I think he said, how life treating you?
He said, he like what?
He said, how life treating you?
Oh, everything good with me. Ain't no need to complain. That ain't going to help now. So everything good on my end.
You're right.
Everything good on my end. How you been doing?
I'm doing good, man. Can't complain.
I know that's right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you Saturday, man.
Well, I'll be there with bells on.
I know you will. I know you will.
Yeah, hey, Carlos, I think he had the boys were talking trash, him and little Marty Fuji's son. He had him talking a little trash, and Fuji's son said, I think we can get you by a fender. He said, now don't think now. You gotta know. He said, cause don't have a hiccup. You have a hiccup, I'm gonna go to your ass.
Yeah. Hey, what time y'all supposed to run? 9 o'clock, right? JG?
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Oh no. So Wicked Bird got him at 8 and you got him at 9.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, Saturday ain't going to get here fast, man. We'll be the longest 48 hours, boy. I'm telling you. Long 48 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. Right? And that damn, hey, Carlos, that damn Hell Yeah talking more shit than enough, man. He got running back. I'm going to tell you right now, him and Running Bell is becoming one of the most anticipated races of the year because them two, boy.
Let me tell you something, though. Man, the way Running Bell looks Saturday down Paisley, man. I mean, Hell Yeah, gonna have his hands full, man. I'm gonna tell you, Running Bell was driving. Running Bell car was running down there Saturday, man. He gonna have his hands full. There ain't gonna be no pushover. I can tell you that. Yep. I can tell you that, man. Actually, shit, I'm better. As a matter of fact, I'm telling you, I'm making a note. I'm putting my money on Running Bell. I'm making that note. Yep. I'm putting my money on Running Bell.
Well, hey, yep. We got one of Hell Yeah supporters still in here. I don't know if he's still on. 410-360-2436. Are you ready to put some money on Hell Yeah?
I already got money on him.
Oh Lord, that luck.
A ton of money on him.
Oh my God. He said he got a ton of money on Hell Yeah.
Yep.
You got a lot of money. I got money on Running Bell. So we ain't gonna meet up and win. Whatever you want bet. Whatever you want bet.
Come over to the trailer.
Oh, you come? Nah, it's the other way around. You can come over and find me, and then we can go ahead and lock that money in. But we're good to go. Who I'm talking to anyway?
You know
take
who
it
you're
easy
talking
for
to.
You. I'll
that's
be
one of them. That's one of them damn. What is it? The Sondlands. You know what them damn outlaw boys? That's one of them.
I know it is. I know it's one of the outlaws. It's just which one of them? There's a whole bunch of them outlaws over there. All of them cool with me.
It's Keith.
Oh, this Keith. Oh yeah, that's my man. That's my man.
Yeah, the boys are tripping. I hung out with the boys at Fayetteville, man. Them boys funny as hell, man.
Yeah, they're funny as an understatement. funny as an understatement. But we're gonna lock that up, and then after that, we're gonna eat together.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Because Monster's gonna be buying hamburgers, so. It'll be a good time, man. I think Bob's going to be calling in a minute. We'll be up there tomorrow night testing. I think we're going to be testing with Donald's car tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So Donald looking to go into battle too, huh?
No, I don't think he's going to be there Saturday until Saturday night, but we're going to be testing his car tomorrow and see how she does.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
JC, when y'all coming tomorrow? Or you coming Saturday, JC?
I come in Saturday morning. I gotta, gotta spend some time with the wife, in the morning. I mean, in the evening tomorrow. So I told Monster I'm gonna shoot out Saturday morning because I gotta, help him get everything straight. But yeah, I'll be there Saturday morning.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey, look. Hey, Carlos, you done talked this damn fool up. 717-379-3712. Fast as fuck.
That's right. You got it, man. What's up?
Oh, shit.
Hey, look. Hell yeah.
Where the hell's Peter there?
This Carlos. Oh, who is this? Oh, this Carlos. Hey, look. Hell yeah, this Carlos. Hey, look.
All right. What's up, Carlos?
We was at my shop the other day, and I remember Daddy Davey was on the phone. Daddy Davey,
okay.
Remember I asked, you said, I remember you were saying you burn the car, you get out the damn car, stand on top of the car, and say, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been there, done that a couple times.
All right, June 14th, man, Wicked Bird was over here, man. We made a bet that you're going to do it June 14th, and we'll make sure you're the only car on the track so it'll be safe.
Oh, okay. All right, you just want me to get a little crowd fired up a little bit or something.
Crowd fired up? You're going to get me fired up. I don't think you're going to do that shit. You're going to get me fired up to stand on that car.
Yeah.
All right. He won't be standing on Saturday, so I don't know what he's talking about.
We might do something like that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Hey, when they run, Monster, standing right next to me.
I know, uh-oh, man. We're going to have a good time. Can you imagine First National Bank going to be empty? Nation's Bank ain't going to have no money with all them people up there?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Fucking out there.
Hey, look. Hey, I'm gonna have to cut y'all off real quick. Cause look, y'all talking about eating hamburger. I'm gonna eat some of that pizza from Philly.
Motherfucker! I knew he was gonna.
610. What's going on, Pizza Gangster?
What's going on, man?
Hey, nothing, man. We mixing it up with Monster Jones this week. I mean, he got a nice show going on up on the hill this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I heard all about it, man. Sounds like you're going to have a good turnout out there.
We pray, man. Pray everybody go home safe. That's the most important thing.
We got that damn hell yeah on here talking shit.
Oh, my God.
Fixing to be, yes.
Yeah,
right?
Who is this? 202-627-8760. Your mic is open also. 202-627-8760. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, Carlos? What's up, Monster? Hey, Carlos, you from the same hood, just asked me. Hey, Monster, I know you must be down there with Damien, too. Got you in the garage with him. Hey, but, Carlos, I want to get on some of that action. I'm going with hell yeah, Carlos.
Who's this?
Just asked me.
Sound like a smart dude.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Carlos, I want something to ask you. Well, hell yeah, pull up to the line, man. Man, you can get to that, Carlos. You know I know how to follow you at the track. I'm going with hell yeah, WFO.
Hey, Carlos,
to my service.
Carlos, well, you still on?
You're going to be WFO in the house.
That's right, hell yeah. I'm coming out with the next small block, too.
Hey, you know why Anthony's doing that? Because he was baptized down there 2 weeks ago. We gave him a big sticker.
That's right. I can't look for Wiggy Bird. He in my lane, too.
Uh-oh.
I already told Wiggy Bird. I'm going to put him out in the pasture when I get done.
Oh,
I'm
hey, Carlos.
Wiggy Bird.
Carlos Wells. Carlos, he must be busy at the time, but, you know. I don't think he going, you know, he don't mind taking. So, Anthony, what you're telling me is you got a small block coming out, too, looking for that ass, too.
Yeah, I'm looking for a style. I already told him. I'm going to make him burn that gold key off.
Hey, Keith, you can tell me from up there in Glen Burnie with y'all. Y'all talk all that trash.
Supporting WFO.
Hey, Monster. Yeah.
What's up,
Monster,
baby?
I ain't from no Glen Burnie. You know,
I can tell they done baptized you up there.
I ain't from
Glen Burnie.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm messing with you, man. I'm messing with you.
Hey, but I got to baptize Bruce Styles. He got to get a piece of the action. It's time for him to go.
How's Damien doing, anyway?
I haven't talked to him. I thought you was over there at the garage with him, hanging out with him. I'm gonna try to call him later on tonight and see if he's gonna come up on the hill.
Yeah, tell him come up there.
Yeah, but I want a piece of the action. Whoever bet with hell yeah, I got $100 for hell yeah going all the way.
Oh shucks, I don't think so.
Hey, Monster, we're going to do this. Instead of you getting a cheeseburger, I'm going to bring you a Philly cheesesteak. How about
yes,
that?
Yes, sir. I'll take it, too.
A real one.
Yeah, I'll take it, too.
And all I want you to do is make sure you sit there and eat it or something. Don't give it to your wife and kids, man, because they might be like, hey, you get this crap.
Hey, man, you ever heard of Sharon? See, that's what's wrong with y'all up there in Philly. Y'all don't share nothing.
Hey, we do one thing, though. We share ass whoopings, though.
Oh, my God.
We're going to share the ass whoopings. Oh, man. We're going to share it on sound.
Hey, man. Look, I don't learn my lesson.
I'm coming to the track. I got my WFO on the back of the shirt. So when you see me dragging them dragon styles around the pit, don't worry about it.
Hey, me and Keith got a bet. Did you hear what the bet was?
No, I'm
going to get a Nasty Boy shirt from Running Bear, and if he lose, he got to wear that. If I lose, I got to put the WFO shirt on until you come back up to return
room. Hey, you know what? I got one just for you, man.
You're damn right.
I didn't ask you for a damn thing. You hear me?
Hey, Monster, I got one for you, though, right? You gotta wear it, though.
And I ain't wearing no pink shirt, so get that shit out of my head, all right?
Hey, hold on. I got something I want to say. Hell yeah, while you on, we got J.C. Richardson on the line. And see, J.C. Richardson, a couple of years ago, lost a race and had to honor something. And I know he'd be willing to pass those over to you if you lose to Running Bell.
Okay. Anything's possible.
Now, hold on. J.C. Richardson, are you still on?
Yes, sir.
Now tell Mr. Hell Yeah what he would have to wear if Running Bear put that W on.
Kid panties. I ain't wearing no fucking ass bra for y'all. No. Get it? No, we're good. I'm good on all that, but, yeah.
Hey, see what you go through down here in D.C., hell yeah? See what I have to deal with every week on the phone?
All
but,
right.
You know, I want to say something to you because I didn't get a chance to say it while you were on early. I want to take a few minutes to thank you for supporting us on what we're trying to do down at Capital Raceway. You know, it's very appreciative of what everybody's doing, and I just want to say thanks, man.
All right, you got it. Yeah, I like it down there. You know what I mean? Good track, good people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just got to tighten up the ropes this weekend and put a hurting on your old boy if I can. You know what I mean?
Don't take it personal.
You know what I'm saying? But it's going to get that way.
What'd you say? He said, well, I'm going
to
what?
No.
It sounded like you was about to cry because you ain't want to get ahead yet the right thing. He's about to take it all to the woods. He's about to take
man, hell yeah,
he
ain't doing nothing. Better get your stuff in order, because I'm telling you,
small block
Camaro.
Monster, I'm gonna go around there. When I pull to the track, I'm gonna go around there and say, look, this for Monster, me and Monster. Whoever gets the winner, gonna take it all. Yours gonna be right at the snack stand or wherever you want to pick it up from. But your T-shirt is right there on the back of Hell Yeah, hanging up, and it's going on the back of it. Going to say for Monster.
I'm wearing it too.
Big bold letters, like you gonna put that on the track. It's gonna say for Monster. Big red letters with a card on it for you. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Hey,
let's just hope your boy Panda Bear just don't let his pit bull mouth overrun his Chihuahua driving ass.
We'll see.
Right.
We'll see.
He's been talking some serious smack on me, what he's going to do to me, but I'll try to keep it simple, but we'll see.
Okay.
What size shirt Keith wear?
I forgot. 2X or 3X?
Keith, he on here. He better speak up.
I'm good. I don't need no shirt. I'm good.
Hey, you'll see.
Bob, when you beat him, we'll give him the shirt that G-Money's wearing, but that probably wouldn't be a good idea because he's going to wear that again, too.
Okay.
His own shirt. He's running bare.
G-Money,
his own
is
shirt.
He on there?
No, G Money ain't on here. He ain't on here tonight.
Is he gonna come out? Is he coming out?
Well, no. Hold on. Hold on. Now. Hold on. Hold on. Let me read this number off. Now, 410-533-5532 is this G Money?
Off the phone.
410-533-5532 Is this G Money? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was G Money. I thought the 410 was G Money, but now I guess he's not on tonight. But you know,
all
I
right.
know now one thing. Hell yeah, G Money will
yeah.
be in the vicinity Saturday. I know for sure.
Yeah, it's good. I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Yeah, you know, because he might say that same thing. Now, see, y'all got two good sayings. His good saying is he want plenty, and I hear you all the time. Yeah, so I can bust that ass. That's your saying. Yeah, let me bust that ass.
That's what I do. That's what I do best.
He is an absolute fool, ain't he?
Yes, I'm a
Mr. Undefeated. You going down.
Now, look, hey, Monster, you know, I just want to let y'all know now, this is makes me feel really good because we got a kid. There's a kid at the school I work at, and he's disabled, and he has the first hand controlled arena race car built in America, which is all hand controlled. And a lot of y'all like this page, and he every day goes crazy. He's like, "Oh man, who is hell yeah? Who is this?" I'm like, oh, Lord, he got to see all this.
You should tell him the guy that's going to lose on Saturday. That's what you need to tell a kid. Be honest with him.
Now, Monster,
man, I think you're good. You do a lot of shit talking like Running Bear. You and him must practice all this stuff.
Yes.
Okay. You must battle back and forth for, you know, a couple hours on the phone each night because you're both pretty damn good at it.
Now, Monster.
Yeah, go ahead.
Monster, let me tell you. Who is his new sponsor right now? Now, this is big because he was, you know, like I said, he has a cart, first arena cart with hand controls, and he got a call 2 weeks ago, said, hey, we need you to come to Monroe. And he said, well, his mom was like, okay, we're coming. He is now sponsored by the Duck Dynasty crew.
Damn.
And I'm going to post some pictures on the DMV, but Monster, it is, you know, I was shocked because, you know, some people, you know, once they get, you know, they get their name out there, they get into the limelight, they start to act really different. But the Duck Dynasty crew has come on and they're sponsoring. I'm going to tell you the name. If you go to his page, J. Seward Racing, Duck Dynasty is one of their top sponsors now. But an 88-Y arena cart race.
Wow. It's amazing.
And, you know, it blew him off, Monster, because at first he said, oh, this can't be real. And he went down there, and he got pictures hanging out at the house, and they went turkey hunting. And, I mean, some people are still humble even when they get, you know, into that area where they, you know, they're in the limelight.
Yeah, I'm going to be humble after Running Bear went on Saturday, too. I'm not going to say a word. You hear me?
What, Monster? It sounds like Running Bear, he should get that sponsor, too, because he's going to be doing a lot of ducking after Saturday.
Yeah, now, he can't be going to my motor builder now. He can't be going to Morgan & Son. You know that,
no,
right?
I ain't going there. I go to Sherman Sly, the old school man.
Hey, JB, you should find out that kid's size, and we should all get him a bunch of shirts together and send to him.
Okay, I got it. I'm going to see him tomorrow because my radio show shirts are coming out pretty soon, and Monster Motorsports, you know, I'm going to be wearing one of those this week. You know, I got me a special one made, you know, and I'm going to be wearing that this week. So, yeah, I'm going to get his size tomorrow because, like I said, I'll see him tomorrow. And, you know, he just gets blown away because he's like, man, who is this guy? And the funniest thing is when he saw on my page, he said, friends with hell yeah.
He said, who the hell, yeah, Mr. Broadus? I said, I said, that's a car.
Well, that's me. That's me, too. So, yeah, it's the car. It's me. Count on it. I'm stamped. You ever seen the back of my arms? It's got I carry the logo, so I guess I'm branded now. So
you be branded somebody else, Saturday.
You what's that?
I said you'll be branding somebody else Saturday.
Yeah. Sorry, I got a WFO sticker for his car.
Man, it's gonna be. I'm gonna tell you, it's still. We still got 48 hours. But I'm gonna tell you, I'm really hoping that these 48 hours go by really, really fast.
Well, I'm betting. I'm willing to bet it's gonna go really, really slow for your boy Panda, our running bear. Yeah.
Oh, you
keep getting that messed up. I keep getting that messed up now.
Panda bear. Okay. All right, man. So, it's going I think this is going to be one hell of a show. And being that I'm going to be there all day, I'm going to have to go find me a golf cart or something because, a nice pair of Jordans will catch hell walking across the track all day, so. I might have to borrow Hell Yeah's golf cart. I know he probably got a golf cart. I'm gonna go over there and borrow it for the day.
You don't mind? It says WFO all over it. You're all right.
Oh shit.
Yeah, you'd ride Monster around in it. No, yeah, you're welcome, man. Whatever you need, just stop down and see us. We got shirts, stickers.
Yeah,
we're
man.
Good to go.
So are you still doing, is your race still on for May 10th or?
WFO race?
Beaver.
Yeah, there is a WFO race 20 to 24th or something like that. The holiday weekend it is. It's a Friday night.
Okay, I thought you were doing, you told me something about Beaver Springs or something.
Yes. Yeah, it's a track around here I run, and they put on a WFO race.
Okay.
So, I'll let you know when. It's the holiday weekend, Friday.
Oh, okay.
I know y'all got something going up there, so I don't know how many guys will be able to make it, but it'd be nice to see some of them Friday night. Pays good, you know what I mean, so. Pays like $1,000, something like that, so for the winner. Maybe that'll bring some of them in.
Well, hey, I'll put it out there. I don't mind, I show love to everybody, so, I'm about to post it on there. I'm still getting PMs about this Ultra Street coming September 6th. Monster got me in trouble on this one. Lord, have mercy. I posted, and damn, it done went viral in 5-10 minutes.
Cool. And what is this, Ultra Street? You said street race or what?
Ultra Street is coming to Capital Raceway. And Ultra Street is basically a class for the small tire nitrous cars on a plate system.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
Yep, so it's coming September 6th. Will be a day of grudge and a little class. So, you're going to be able to see a little time with a little no time. So,
cool.
Yep, so.
Got a Columbia Beach race coming up next weekend. I mean, after this one, huh?
Colonial Beach is, I think something's going on there. Something's going on there tomorrow. And then, I have a little something going down with May 31st. I got something going down with John Four from JF3 Photography and Jay Barnes called the Bad Blood Playoffs, which, it got thrown to me, and, a couple guys called me, and this is the scenario,
what's going to happen is we've already got, Grudge Inc. has got 16 tracks across the nation locked in so far. And on the same day, 16 tracks will be going into battle. Small block nitrous category, 28, 29, stock front suspension, no balls. And there will be a category B, which will be any power adder. Any power adder, any combination, any engine combo, 28, 29, no wheelie balls. And the top four in each category will be going to the to go up against, every, you know, like I said, 16 tracks. Four in each category will be going to a neutral track in the middle to battle up against the other tracks from the other 16 areas.
Small block shootout, you're saying?
There's a small block shootout for category A, and then there's a and then there's a category B shootout for the any power atom. So far, my small block, you know, my small block shootout, I've got 22 cars, which is, they just been, I mean, free entry, 1200 to win. Got an ARC dual voltage nitrous heater from ARC. And I also, I got the guys from Cartel Bead Locks up in Indiana. They're coming, they're going to bead lock on the premises.
Oh, cool. No time race, right?
No time race.
All right. Sounds doable.
Yeah, so, I'm going to be back and forth, and, you know, I got that. Then, you know, next week, I don't know if you know, but I'm heading, Kenny Beecham from the Horsemen is going out next week to Outer Banks. He's going to run Hyde from the Jekyll and Hyde camp. So I'm heading out there next week, and then the following week I'm going to Alabama with DJ Grant, so I'm pretty stretched pretty thin.
Yeah. Damn, I need to roll with you. I can catch a ride with you, huh?
Man, you don't want to ride in that Impala. I'm gonna tell you, I need a wheel. I need a hub assembly now. Oh, we got a caller coming in late. 301-997-4235. Your mic is open.
Yeah.
Your mic is open. All right, well, I guess I thought somebody wanted to get on, but like I said, hell yeah. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a good one this weekend, man. I can't wait to just hang out and kick back and, you know, for a couple hours, you know, because y'all going to be running at 9 o'clock, so for a while we're going to be kicking back and looking at some pro mod action. So, yeah, I'm going to come hang out with y'all boys over there at the Outlaws Trail and kick it with y'all, and, you know, we're going to have a good time, man.
That's right. What it's all about,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I might get with my connection tomorrow and see if I can bring some of that down home country stuff in that mason jar. So I'll let y'all boys know.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, we still make the shit in our backyard. So, you know, I live in the country, so
nothing
I know what it's
that.
Like. So I'm gonna check out with y'all boys later. You know, blog talk said I'm, you know, my time has run thin, but, hey, it was fun kicking it with y'all. And like I said, man, we're going to hang out Saturday. We're going to have a good time and watch some racing. So I will see, you know, the Outlaw crew and everybody this weekend.
All right. You have a good one.
All right, guys. Y'all take it easy, man.
All right. Everybody have a good one.
All right. You too, guys.